It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Can you feel it? Really exciting, right?
Woo! Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Welcome back to Zolak and Bertrand here, 1 o'clock hour. 1 hour to go on the show. Let's go to the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Welcome in the head coach and sporting director of the New England Revolution. It is Bruce Arena with us. Bruce, how are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Good. Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. Good to be on.
So I'm sure you were watching closely over the weekend with NYCFC in Atlanta, and now you know your opponent, and how do you feel about it?
Well, they're a very good team. They're among the best teams in the league. So we're going to have one heck of a match on Tuesday. But our team is ready to go. We've been we're biting at the bit now. It's been a long time since we've played, so we look forward to Tuesday.
I asked you last week, Coach, about all the awards, and deservedly so within the team. Coach of the Year is still going to be announced, and I'm sure you'll end up getting that thing. But getting past that, do you feel the excitement within your team as you approach this game next Tuesday? Do you feel the buildup?
Yeah, I think last year was a good experience for us, advancing to the conference finals. And, we have a taste of it. I think the season's been a good one. We realize how difficult it is, winning a championship. And I think last year's experience is helpful. We're going to be ready to play Tuesday. I have no doubt about that.
So you say you'll be ready to play Tuesday. We've been talking a lot about the Bruins and their long layoffs, and we talked to a member of the Bruins yesterday, Derek Forbort, who said they've been, organizing softball games and things like this to stay fresh. How do you keep the guys locked in when they haven't played in going on 3 weeks?
Well, we're not organizing softball games. But, we've had 290-minute matches in Gillette Stadium. And it's 7:30. We played last night, and it was 30 degrees. And it's given us a good taste of what it's going to be like on Tuesday. It's not going to be 30 on Tuesday. It's probably going to be in the 40s. But we're used to the conditions, the surface, all of that. So we're going to be as prepared as we can be. And how do you deal with being off for 3 weeks? Who the heck knows? We're going to find out on Tuesday.
Come on, Jones. Everyone knows the Revs are a ping pong team, not a softball team.
Not kickball or something like that? Yeah.
Get it together, Jones, would you? Bruce, I read the profile in the LA Times on you this week, and one of your quotes in there was that when you took the job and how you felt about it, you don't even know why you took the job, and that you did it with some reluctance because you weren't sure that it was the right thing to do. Reflecting on it now and where your team is at and the growth that they've shown, are you now sure that becoming head coach and sporting director of the Revs was the right thing?
Yeah, it's been a good move. It's been a good experience. Boston's an interesting place. I'm a New Yorker, grown up in New York. I never thought I'd end up in Boston, but I've met so many great people, and it's such a great sports city. And the challenge of trying to move the Revolution up and being mentioned with the likes of the Patriots and the Bruins and the Celtics and the Red Sox is a great challenge. So we're making some progress. So that was all part of it. And I think we're making progress. We know we have a long way to go, but it's really been a great experience for me.
Bruce, do you use any of the first round matchups, opening round matchups in the MLS playoffs as a teaching tool? Like, hey, here's what we observe in this round. I know five of the six teams, home teams, higher seeded teams, won in the opening round. Seattle did not. Can you look at them and use them as a teaching tool or an example to, I don't know, not get caught off guard or anything like that for your playoff matchup?
Yeah, most definitely. I think, you know, the playoffs in our sport are like the playoffs in any other sport, except we're single elimination. You know, the biggest thing I get out of the first round games is how the referees call the games in the playoffs. And, you know, they're not real liberal in giving out cards, but we also know that the significance of playing with a yellow card in the playoffs, and our guys have got to be disciplined, have the right mentality, understand how the referee's calling the game, because that's important. You know, in our sport, if you get taken off the field, you can't be replaced. So it's a huge factor in the game. So we learn from the first round games and how some of the officiating is going to be called.
All right, no, it's a big holiday tomorrow, obviously, Coach. I think Patriots are actually working in the morning. What is your schedule for tomorrow as a team, and what's your favorite go-to dish for Bruce Arena on Thanksgiving?
We have the day off. We've had enough practice, and the guys deserve a day off. You know, I heard you guys talking before. In the Arena household, which is just going to be myself and my wife, we're going to have ham.
Ham?
And we're not going with the turkey.
No turkey.
Love it.
Nope. Just ham.
So is a turkey and ham.
I'm going to anti-turkey.
Yeah, well, at least I'm on Bruce's team here, because at least he's picking one, unlike Zoe. Zoe's just got everything on his plate.
Yeah.
No, I'll just eat the ham tomorrow, but I have to cook the turkey.
Oh, I see.
So, I mean, people are going to want turkey. It's like people want it.
Yeah, we're going to go with ham, sweet potatoes, a green bean dish,
yep,
and pumpkin pie, even though, I'll tell you, the greatest apple pie I've ever had is made in by a bakery in Somerville, which I haven't had a chance to get over there, but I would like some apple pie as well.
Somerville scrambling right now to come up with which bakery that is.
That's exactly right. And there's some two guys sitting in a coffee shop arguing over which bakery is the best.
And I don't even know the name of the bakery, but the apple pie is absolutely fantastic.
Bruce, can you give us an update on Adam Buksa and where he's at?
Adam's been doing some light training. He'll be in full training on Friday, so we're hopeful that he's going to be ready to play on Tuesday.
And you're still expecting 30,000 potentially on Tuesday? What are you hearing from the team? Okay,
I'm hearing at least 25,000. Hopefully, it gets a little bigger than that. And the home field should be a big advantage for us. So we get people out in the stands. I think it's going to be great for our team. And you know, we look forward to that. It's going to be a big day for us.
Awesome.
All right, Bruce, we're looking forward to it. Appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck on Tuesday.
Thank you, gentlemen.
All right, happy Thanksgiving. See you, Coach.
Bruce Arena on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline here on Zolak and Bertrand. What'd you say, 25,000?
25 minimum they're expecting.
That's good. That's going to be a good crowd.
That is. They should fill the lower bowl, plus some.
Sneaky tough ticket.
Sneaky tough Tuesday ticket. Yeah, Jones. What else you do on a Tuesday?
What time's the game at?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's got to be 8, right?
Is it late?
Yeah.
Aren't we supposed to be providing the info? We're terrible at our jobs. You know that?
So let's
hold on. 7:30.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. 7:30. So it's right around it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, fashionably late.
Show up early.
Mm-hmm. We got a couple of minutes here.
Yeah.
Let's go to Polly in the truck. Hey, Polly.
Hey, boys. Jesus.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hi. Is that how you answer the phone? Like, should you have better manners?
Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't put the rake down and take the phone out of my pocket. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bert, I'm with you. I'll eat anything as long as it doesn't eat me first. I'm thankful for anything they put in front of me. Yeah.
What's wrong with Felger? What's your issue with Felger?
Yeah, what's your Felger problem?
If I go to the Christmas party, he'd probably have a problem, wouldn't he? But I'd be giving him his present from Zola. Hey, I'd bring his finger on my knuckle. So tell me
what
you see.
What about your knuckle?
Really good question I had for you guys last week. What Max Jones is checking off all the boxes. There's only one thing he hasn't checked off. Can he play in blank? Well, the answer was in the cold. Okay, but as usual, I was about a week ahead of the curve on that one. That's what we're hoping to see now. But with
he's not here.
All right, Paulie, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, Paulie. What's the story with Felger's eye? Did Paulie punch him in the face? Is that what happened?
No, I think he fell.
It's a great question.
Oh, did he address it on the air?
I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't heard it if he has.
No, he's not saying why.
And so he fell? Is that what happened?
I don't know. I haven't heard.
He didn't say that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I haven't heard anything. Okay. I have no idea. I didn't even notice the details. I didn't even notice it when he was standing two feet next to me in the studio. I left, and then people were tweeting about it. I'm like, oh, I didn't even notice when I saw him today.
He looks badass with those aviators.
He said it's not pink eye, and he said he didn't get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Oh. Who would punch him in the face? But really, the question is, if he did get punched in the face, would he want to talk about it?
Yeah, I think he would.
You know?
Yeah?
Yeah, I would.
Depends who.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if it was someone cool.
Right. If it was someone really tough, he'd be like, yeah, right. So-and-so punched me
like,
in the
I'm
face.
Like, I'm constantly worried about getting punched in the face, and I'm not sure I would want to share
Are
who
you
it
really?
Was. Yeah, constantly.
Jesus Jones.
Not actually.
When you walk in the building?
Yeah, here, you know, maybe our next guest sometimes.
Oh,
like,
man,
wait
to hear
some Celtics some sort of mishap is what he had, some sort of mishap.
Yeah.
All right.
So, Beto, hey, we'll step aside here because on the other side, we have a massive human being in studio. Cedric Maxwell will join us live in studio next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.